اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
This is the first session. We would like to talk about the Quran. I would like to talk about importance of Quran in this first session. And inshallah from tomorrow we talk about tafsir. As mentioned in those verses we recited today, in verse 186, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Importance of months of Ramadan referred to the Quran, because Quran sent down in this month, so the month of Ramadan is most important. شهر رمضان, month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah introduced this month as the month which sent down Quran in this month. So it is very important to talk about Quran, to understand Quran, and to act upon verses of Quran. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam in different khutbah and sermon of Nahj al-Balagha try to introduce Quran. In one of the sermon of Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin speak a lot about Quran. I want to recite those sentences from Nahj al-Balagha and then inshallah explain some of those sentences. Before that, Quran in Surah Ma'idah in verse 68 addressing all of the mu'mineen of all religion. He said, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التُّورَاتَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. All of the people of book, all of the people of Prophet Musa, all of the people of Prophet Isa, you are nothing. Lastum ala shay. Until you act upon Quran, until you observe your book. Lastum ala shay'in hatta tuqimu at-Torah. Tuqimu is not only reciting. Also is not only understanding. Tuqimu at-Torah hatta tuqimu at-Torah. It means that until you act upon verses and the book which sent down by Allah. The value of believers refer to their book. If they follow the book, if they follow the verses of the divine book, so they are very important. Otherwise they are nothing. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. This is also about all of us, the people of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The value of mu'mineen, the importance of our society, importance of community, depend on how much we have attention to the Qur'an. If Quran have room among the society, if we have a different program for Quran, reciting Quran, tafsir Quran, and try to act upon Quran, so we are very important in our religion. We have value, we have a price. Other than we are nothing. This is important to be aware that all of the program in all of Islamic society should be based on Quran. First, we should understand Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He came only to explain Quran. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. The only duty of the Prophet, it was that لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, to explain for them whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to them. And the duty of the A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam also is to explain Quran. And the duty of the all of the society and community to work on Quran, to act upon Quran. Amir al-Mu'minin says that, wa'alamu, know that, anna hadha al-Quran, this Quran, huwa an-nasikh alladhi la yagush. It is an advisor who never deceives people. It means that some advisor may deceive people, but Quran never deceives the one who recites. وَالْحَادِ الَّذِي لَا يُذِلْ. It is a leader who never misleads his people. It means that some leaders mislead. Quran said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sometimes memory cannot work because of the fasting. He said, two imams, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Correct me if some a'imma guide people to nar, to fire. And some a'imma guide people to the light, to the nur. So a'immatun nar and a'immatun nur. And here says that وَالْحَادِ الَّذِي لَا يُذِلْ. Quran is a leader of light, not a leader of fire. Is a leader of nur, not a leader of nar. وَالْمُحَدِّثُ الَّذِي لَا يَكْذِبْ. Quran is a narrator, الَّذِي لَا يَكْذِبْ, who never speak a lie. And then, وَمَا جَالَسَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا قَامَ عَنْهُ بِزْيَادَةٍ أَوْ نُقْصَانٍ. This is the best friend. Whenever you sit next to Quran, in front of Quran, your knowledge will be improved, will be increased. وَمَا جَالَسَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ. No one will sit beside this Quran except that he will achieve one addition or one reduction. مَا جَالَسَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ إِلَّا قَامَ عَنْهُ بِزِيَادَةٍ. When you recite Quran, you understand your qualities, which of them is good, which of them is bad. Which behavior of you is good, which of them is bad. And you know more about your religion. This is addition. وَأَلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ فَاقَهُ. And also, look at the وَأَلَمُ. Any sentence has وَأَلَمُ. Know that. Be careful. Think about it. وَأَلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْقُرْآنِ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ فَاقَهُ. No one will need anything after guidance from Quran. A'imma alayhi as-salam came to explain guidance of Quran. وَلَا لِأَهَدٍ قَبْلَ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ غِنَى. And no one will be richness before guidance from Quran. If you know everything other than Quran, you are nothing. You are not richness. You are not rich. Some people are knowledgeable, have degree, PhD, even PhD, but they are not able to recite Quran. Reciting Quran is the basic duty of all of mu'mineen, and then understanding the Quran. Quran in different verses addressing mu'mineen and said that أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ Quran. So tadabbur and think about Quran, understanding verses of Quran, reading tafsir Quran is the another duty of mu'mineen, and the month of Ramadan is month of Quran. And then فَاسْتَشْفُوهُ مِنْ أَدْوَائِكُمْ. Ask Quran to cure your illness. فَإِنَّ فِيهِ شَفَاءٌ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الدَّاءِ. Because Quran contains a cure for the biggest disease. وَهُوَ الْكُفْرُ وَالنِّفَاقِ. The first one is kufr, unbelief, and the second one is nifaq, hypocrisy. وَالْغَيُّ وَالْضَلَالِ. The another one is revolt and misguidance. فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ بِهِ وَتَوَجَّهُوا إِلَيْهِ بِحُبِّهِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran. وَتَوَجَّهُوا إِلَيْهِ بِحُبِّهِ. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran. It means that you can do tawassul by Quran. We need more majalis of Quran. وَلَا تَسْأَلُوا بِهِ خَلْقَهِ. And do not ask creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran. And أَنَّهُ مَا تَوَجَّهَ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمِثْلِهِ. This is nothing like the Quran for people to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran. The most important thing, the best thing to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Quran. وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّهُ شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعٌ. If you are seeking to shafa'at on the day of judgment, Quran is the best shafi. شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعٌ is the shafi who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his shafa'at. وَقَائِلٌ مُصَدَّقٌ. It is a speaker who is testified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted all of the speak of Quran. وَأَنَّهُ مَنْ شَفَعَ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُفَعَ فِيهِ. And whoever Quran do shafa'ah for him, intercedes on the day of judgment, its intercession, its shafa'ah for him would be accepted. The shafa'ah of Quran on the day of judgment will be accepted. But وَمَنْ مَهَلَ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صُدِّقَ عَلَيْهِ. And the one who on the day of judgment be complained by Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this complaint. وَمَنْ مَهَلَ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Whoever Quran complain him on the day of judgment, صُدِّقَ عَلَيْهِ shall testify to it. Because in the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand, اللهم صل على محمد and said, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. We all expect and supposed to shafa'at of Rasulullah. But on the day of judgment, Rasulullah stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, يَا رَبِّ. This verse of Quran. يَا رَبِّ. Oh my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِي. My people. مُؤْمِنِين. My people, مُؤْمِنِين. اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. They separated from their life, from their joy, from their job, from their work. Quran only for قبرستان. Quran only for مجالس. When someone die, we used to recite Quran. Quran is the book of the people who alive, is not the book of the people who died. This is the zulm upon Quran. And the people who never recite Quran and never try to be able to recite Quran, why we recite Quran for him when he died, when he passed away? You can recite Quran for you every day. Doesn't need to recite Quran qabristan. فَإِنَّهُ يُنَادِ مُنَادٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Amir al-Mu'minin said, in the day of judgment, a caller, someone call all of people, أَلَّا إِنَّ كُلَّ حَارِثٍ مُبْتَلًا فِي هَرَثِي. Everyone are suffering from his job, from his act, from his work on the material life, on the dunya. All of people are suffering. They should answer. وَعَقَبَةَ أَمَلِهِ and result of his action, غَيْرَ حَرَثَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. The one who worked for Quran, no one asked him. Directly go to the Jannah. No one asked him. And then Amir al-Mu'minin continued that فَكُونُوا مِنْ حَرَثَتِهِ وَأَتْبَائِهِ. Therefore, you should be among the people who work for Quran, who spend their time for Quran, spend their life for Quran, to spread the message of Quran. وَاسْتَدِلُّوهُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Know your Lord, your Rabb, with guidance of Quran. وَاسْتَنْسِحُوهُ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Seek Quran advice for yourself. If you need advice, recite Quran. Because Quran is the way to listen Allah's speech. And then وَاتَّحِمُوهُ عَلَيْهِ آرَائِكُمْ. Do not trust your view against Quran. If you have a view, if you have a special view, look at the Quran. Is it good with Quran or not? It is in the way of Quran or not? Is there any verse in Quran against your view or not? You compare your aqaid with Quran. وَاسْتَغِشُّوهُ فِيهِ أَحْوَاءَكُمْ. And compare your wishes, your desire with Quran. If your desire is against Quran, so it means that your wish, your desire is not correct. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَمْ يَئِذْ أَحَدًا بِمِثْلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not advised anyone on the lines of this Qur'an. This is the best advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَإِنَّهُ هَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ وَسَبَبُهُ الْأَمِينِ وَفِيهِ رَبِيعُ الْقَالِ وَيَنَابِيعُ الْإِلْمِ. And this Qur'an is the strong rope of Allah. وَسَبَبَهُ الْأَمِينُ. And his trustworthy means. وَفِيهِ رَبِيعُ الْقَالِ. If you want to polish, if you want to enlighten your hearts, recite Quran. Even looking at the verses of Quran is like sun when it shines onto the ice. Remove the ice and change it to the water. And so reciting Quran is dropping your sin. the result of only looking at the Quran. وَفِيهِ الرَّبِيعُ الْقَلْبِ is developing and shining of the heart, وَيَنَابِيعُ الْعِلْمِ and fountain of the knowledge. If you are seeking for knowledge, so go to the Quran and recite Quran. وَمَا لِلْقَلْبِ جَلَاءٌ غَيْرُهُ and for the heart there is no other shine than the Quran. You cannot find anything other than Quran to shine, to polish your heart. Because our heart, when we commit sin, our heart became dark. How we can remove the darkness from our heart? By reciting Quran. By looking at the verses of Quran. By sitting at the majalis of Quran. I want to continue, but doctor is looking at his watch. It means that your time is finished. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.